Alameda County Supervisors approved a $2.4 million contract extension with Flock Safety on Tuesday, expanding license plate readers, surveillance cameras, and drones for the Sheriff's Department. The vote came despite fresh concerns about data sharing. Sheriff's staff confirmed that two law enforcement fusion centers improperly accessed and shared county license plate data, violating a California law that bars sharing such data outside the state. Sheriff Yesenia Sanchez said she responded by cutting off data sharing with about half the state's agencies. Supervisors Nikki Fortunata Bass and Lisa Marquez voted against the contract, citing insufficient safeguards. Fortunata Bass said that while improvements had been made to the project since it was first initially brought before the board, she felt that the process has been rushed.
These are not normal times, as someone said. This is not a normal presidency. And, you know, this is also a company that there is a lot of distress around, including from myself personally. And I don't think that two business days is an adequate amount of time to review a very significant contract that is expanding and combining technologies that could be part of a surveillance platform for this county. So I'm not prepared to support this today.
She added that she was worried the board was ignoring their constituents.
The other thing that I think is really important to public safety is public trust. And that is an issue that I don't think we're really taking enough time to listen to and really have conversations and deliberations about.
Supervisor David Halbert said he thought concerns over Flock are overblown.
These cameras are meant to keep us safe. I don't believe that they are widely used by ICE. Has it been shown that it's happened? I don't think it's widely used by the federal government. I don't think that it's used to surveil people.
Supervisor Nate Miley said that while he understood some communities in Alameda had strong objections against Flock, as someone representing the entire county and especially the unincorporated areas, he felt public safety was his highest priority.
To vote against it, I think is not responsible. If I just represented maybe Oakland, or if I just represent maybe Berkeley, okay. But I represent a portion of Oakland. I represent most of Pleasanton, and I represent practically all of the unincorporated urban area. So I've got to look at this from that perspective. And I don't think my constituents, although some obviously don't care about, you know, public safety, because they'd rather the contract go away. But I don't have that luxury.
Supervisor Marquez said that while she might consider supporting the technology in the future, she was voting against the proposal now due to issues she saw with its current implementation.
For me, this isn't about the technology. I know that we need it, but we need to have stronger safeguards in this county, which we currently don't have. So this is our effort, our attempt to get there.
During public comment, about 40 residents urged supervisors to reject the deal, citing privacy and civil liberties concerns, while others credited Flock cameras with helping recover stolen vehicles. AC transit fares went up today, the second of two planned increases approved last year. Cash fares for local single rides rose to $3, up from $2.75. Clipper cards and contactless payment fares rose from $2.75 from $2.50. Youth and senior discounts remain in place. The agency said rising operating costs have skyrocketed and it's facing a projected $200 million deficit over the next 4 years. AC Transit is backing a November sales tax measure aimed at securing steady funding for Bay Area mass transit. The agency has also launched a campaign reminding riders to pay fares, adding fare required signs in multiple languages to 500 vehicles. A representative for AC Transit said, quote, when fares go unpaid, those dollars are lost and must be made up elsewhere.